Iraqi Americans have mixed feelings now that the war has started, NPR's Madeline Brand reports.
There are about 300,000 Iraqis living in the U.S., most of them in the Detroit area. For the last 3 days, WNZK, a radio station there that airs mainly Arabic programming, has opened the phone lines. Asad Kalasho owns the station. He says hundreds of people have called in.
Basically, some were for the war, some against the war, definitely a majority of them to remove the regime.
Kalasho says a lot of people have talked to their relatives in Iraq, many of whom can no longer leave the country. The borders with Syria, Jordan, and Kuwait are all closed. Kalasho's brother is in Baghdad, and he warned him to get out, but he couldn't. Kalasho says he doesn't know what his brother can do now, but sit in his home and wait.
I know how it looks like when a missile comes or when there is an aerial bombardment.
Imam Mustafa al-Kazwini was in Baghdad during the first Gulf War in 1991.
We are fearful for their fate. We pray for them. But at the same time, there is excitement that this time the target is Saddam Hussein, hopefully, and the freedom is looming, you know. And there will be an end to the misery and the plight of the Iraqi people.
Al-Kazwini runs an Islamic center in Pomona, California, just east of Los Angeles. He and his father, Murtad al-Kazwini, Shiite Muslims, both support the war.
Saddam Hussein killed my father. Nobody likes war. We do not. I think you also do not like war. But we suffer from Saddam Hussein and his regime. So bad. Our situation in Iraq is very, very bad.
At an Iraqi restaurant in Manhattan, the Arab news channel Al Jazeera is on downstairs. Maha Hermez, who was born in Kirkuk, is vehemently opposed to the war. She says since the bombing began, she's found it hard to concentrate at work. She's so upset.
My reaction has been mostly is just to control my emotions. We have to work with corporate America, but mainly is how easy everyone is with everything and going about their life, and everyone around me when all I can think about is just people are dying every minute ever since those bombs dropped. And this is not even a war, it's a massacre, really.
She says her immediate family is here, but she has close friends in Baghdad who couldn't get out. She says she's worried sick about them. Maysoon Tofiq has a cousin who's also stuck in Baghdad with her teenage daughters.
And now she's very, very scared. And we called her and I said, is there anything else that I can do, you know? And she said, calling me, you know, this call means a lot. I just know that there's someone there that really knows that I'm here, and it's probably somehow looking out for me. And I'm like, yeah.
How does that make you feel?
Even worse, because I really can't do much. I really can't. Yes, okay, I can call her. It makes me feel good, okay, for that very second, you know, it satisfied her somehow, but for me, it's just frustrating.
Maysoon Tofiq and Maha Hermez, two Iraqi expatriates, linger in this New York restaurant with lots more to say, reluctant to go home after a long day, reluctant to go their separate ways. Madeline Brand, NPR News, New York.